Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Please be seated. 3 his earthly ministry, Jesus focused on one main thing, revealing the kingdom of God. The vast majority of his miracles and teaching were to explain some aspect of the kingdom of his Father, what it will be like, who is worthy to enter, warnings to those who are not, what will and will not be there, how we are to go about the work of increasing that kingdom, and how we will suffer for the sake of it. Jesus was all about the kingdom. Jesus' healings revealed the wholeness that we will experience in the kingdom. His feedings of the multitudes and turning of water into wine show us the abundance that will be there. The casting out of demons let us know of the triumph over evil. In his teachings, he gives us the beatitudes and the comforts that those who are afflicted in this life will receive. He tells us to love one another and to serve one another, as the first will be last and the last will be first. He teaches us to trust and how faith in him will lead to eternal life. He even raises Lazarus from the dead, assuring us that not even death will have a place in his kingdom. Jesus in the Gospels gives us a beautiful picture of the kingdom, as well as directions on how to get there. But what happens tonight is not merely another lesson. It is not a parable or a miracle that reveals to us the kingdom. It is far more. You see, when we look at the raising of Lazarus, Jesus rescued him from death, reuniting his soul with his earthly body, but Lazarus would die again. Eventually, his body experienced the same death and decay that all of us will. What Jesus did was different. It was an act of a completely different nature. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. Jesus was not merely rescued from death, as Lazarus was, plucked from Sheol, a prefiguring of Christ's descent into hell. No, Jesus encountered death face to face on the battlefield and emerged victorious. Just as God promised to the serpent in the garden, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel." The power of sin, which is death, that Satan worked into the world through his deception, was crushed under the heel of our Savior. He broke open the gates of Hades and led the captives into freedom. Yes, Jesus suffered. But in the end, it was he who delivered the fatal blow. In his life, Jesus revealed the character of the kingdom of God. By his death and resurrection, he gave us the keys. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We are all given the opportunity to participate in the death of Christ as we go down into the waters of baptism and come up into new life. In this we are made dead to sin so that we too may live forever. In his work on the cross and by the power of his rising again, Jesus completed the work that began at his incarnation, the moment when God entered into his creation to take on our nature, that he might restore us to our rightful place in creation, free from the stain of the sin of our first parents. Everything in creation, from the fall of Adam and Eve, led up to this very moment, the culmination of God's glorious plan of redemption. And so tonight, we give thanks to God for loving us enough to send his Son and for the victory that was won. Alleluia, Christ is risen.